We're here for House Bill 1329. This lets public agencies hold remote meetings with no or limited in-person public attendance during a declared emergency. The bill also clarifies that members of a governing body are not required to attend remote meetings in person if they appear, attend by phone, or use other electronic means to let them communicate in real time. This acknowledges the technological advances we've made since we adopted the 1971 Open Public Meetings Act, and it will maintain public access and participation in our democracy. Thanks, Representative Wicks. This House Bill 1359, it temporarily reduces the annual liquor license fee for businesses. This bill extends the reduced fee that the legislature put in place during the pandemic. Thanks, Representative Stonier. This is House Bill 1350. It creates the Washington Wine License Plate, and the proceeds will help raise money for the state tourism efforts for our tremendous industry. Thanks, Representative Chambers. And winery expert Phil Klein, who keeps me smart about the industry. This House Bill 1622, it establishes more sexual assault education for nurse examiners in rural and underserved areas. The bill requires the Washington State College of Nursing to establish two programs to help with these efforts. Increasing training availability will ultimately offer sexual assault victims greater access to medical procedures when they need them the most. Thanks, Representative Mossbrucker. This House Bill 1641, it offers tax exemptions to certain qualifying farmers. This bill will help Washington farmers simplify their business and pass these benefits on to farm workers, who are the backbone of Washington's agricultural industry. Thanks, Representative Hoff. This House Bill 1646, it helps build a strong, supportive future for a group helping people affected by Alzheimer's disease and dementia. With this bill, the Dementia Action Collaborative, coordinated by the Department of Social and Health Services, will update our state plan on caring for individuals with these needs. The plan will increase the focus on health equity and disparity for health care among communities of color. Thanks, Representative Bateman. This House Bill 1647, it increases funding for the Building for the Arts program, which acquires, constructs, and rehabilitates performing art facilities, art museums, and cultural facilities that serve communities across the state. This bill will significantly help state arts and cultural organizations, including those in rural and underserved areas, and increase the number of projects in the program. Thanks, Representative Thuringer and Senator Frock. This House Bill 1651, it will increase the number of people who can receive implantable contraception after giving birth. This bill also lets providers bill separately for inserting forms of contraception, which will increase the number of people receiving them. Thanks, Representative Tai. House Bill 1689, this allows those with late-stage cancer to have more rapid access to biomarker testing to understand their cancer status and get them to treatment more quickly. This saves precious time for individuals, especially at a time when every day matters. Thanks, Representative Whalen. This House Bill 1700 provides reliable funding to help the Department of Natural Resources reduce the significant backlog of derelict vessels in Washington's waterways. The bill also provides more funding for the vessel turn-in program, which provides incentives to bring vessels in before they sink. There are currently almost 300 derelict vessels that need removal. Reducing the number of vessels will improve water quality, which will benefit salmon and southern resident orca whales. DNR requested this bill. Thanks, Representative Paul and Senator Lovelett. This House Bill 1701, it increases retirement benefits for Plan 2 firefighters and law enforcement members. This provides retirees with a higher ongoing benefit. It also provides a one-time benefit to catastrophic and duty disability retirees and to the beneficiary of anyone who died in the line of duty. The Law Enforcement Officers and Firefighters Plan 2 Retirement Board requested this bill. Thanks, Representative Bruquist and Senator Conway. Excuse me a second. I got to check on something here. Moments here. Should just be a couple minutes. Thank you. Thank you. This House Bill 1708, it protects patients who receive their services through audio-only technology. This bill prohibits hospitals from charging patients a facility fee and regardless of whether the patient is insured. Thanks, Representative Cody, for her years of work, and we wish her well on her retirement. She did so much good work for the health of Washington citizens. This House Bill 1747, it continues our state's efforts to keep families together whenever possible for children in foster care. The bill embeds more specific language at different parts of the foster care process that encourages everyone to be more intentional about exploring permanent guardianship as an option. This will help create a more permanent home for kids who cannot be reunified with their parents by increasing placement stability and reducing trauma for children and their families. Thanks, Representative Ortiz Self. This House Bill 1768, it gives public agencies in Washington more options to reduce energy demand and greenhouse gas emissions from their buildings. This will make it easier for public agencies to move forward on projects that include solar, battery storage, and electric vehicle charging infrastructure. Thanks, Representative Duer, for this visionary work. This House Bill 1779, it protects workers in an operating room from potentially harmful smoke that comes about because of a surgical procedure. This bill requires hospitals to install surgical smoke evacuation systems in their operating rooms. Thanks, Representative Callan. This House Bill 1784, it allows people to use bike racks, tow hitches, luggage racks, wheelchair racks and lifts, and forklifts that temporarily obstruct license plates. Cyclists, outdoor enthusiasts, commercial truckers, and the disabled community will no longer need to worry about violating the law when they attach devices to the backs of their cars and trucks. Thanks, Representative Tai. This House Bill 1785, it maintains Washington as an employer of choice by helping Washington State Patrol salaries remain competitive with local law enforcement salaries. This will help recruit and retain troopers and sergeants. And thanks, Representative Fai. This House Bill 1790, it would require Washingtonians to use temporary license plates made of durable material instead of the regular paper temporary permits we currently use. These temporary plates improve public safety because they're easier for law enforcement and the public to see, and they make sure that everyone who goes through the tolling facilities pays their fair share. Thanks, Representative Ramos. This House Bill 1795, it makes it illegal for employers to require agreements from workers that bar them from disclosing workplace issues such as sexual harassment, wage and hour violations, illegal discrimination, or harassment. It's also illegal for an employer to retaliate against an employee for discussing subjects covered by this law. Thanks, Representative Berry. This House Bill 1800, it improves access to information about behavioral health services available for youth. Coupled with the significant investments we have made to enhance youth behavioral health, this resource will help our kids and their parents connect to the right tools when they need them the most. Thanks, Representative Eslick. This House Bill 1859 requires the Department of Agriculture to develop cannabis lab accreditation standards instead of the Liquor and Cannabis Board. These two agencies requested this bill. The shift will help the state meet potency and food safety standards for cannabis products. Thanks, Representative Kloba and Senator Conway. This House Bill 1893, it authorizes EMTs to administer vaccines. EMTs stepped up to the plate during the pandemic to get people vaccinated. And it makes sense to formally give EMTs this authority going forward. This bill also offers a quicker pathway for trained emergency service providers to help prevent staffing shortages. Department of Health requested this. Thanks to sponsors, Representative Donaghy and Senator Robinson. House Bill 1905, it creates wraparound services for youth and young adults being discharged from publicly funded systems of care. This will ensure they transition into safe and affordable housing, which supports the goal that youth and young adults will not be released from these systems into homelessness. This bill also includes report recommendations from the Commerce's Office of Youth Homelessness and the Department of Children, Youth, and Families. I want to thank Representative Sen and all the people who worked on this bill, including Trudy, who's been working to reduce youth homelessness. Mm-hmm. This House Bill 1907, it clarifies a financial aid practice that higher education institutions currently follow. Going forward, a college student can earn a private scholarship up to a certain amount without worrying about whether it affects the amount of financial aid that the student can receive from the federal or state government. Thanks, Representative Steele. This House Bill 1931, it sustains the necessary resources for the Department of Ecology and the Department of Fish and Wildlife to partner with the hydropower industry to protect salmon and Washington water quality. This ecology request bill helps our dams meet federal licensing requirements and the state certification conditions so that we can enjoy clean energy while protecting wildlife habitat. Thank you, Representative Fye. This House Bill 1953, it strengthens voter privacy in our election system by keeping a voter's signature, phone number, and electronic mail address on their ballot return envelope exempt from a Public Records Request Act, a request. This voting, with voting rights under attack in our nation, protecting voter signatures helps us prevent fraud and is one way we can make our elections more secure. The bill contains an emergency clause that will take effect immediately. Secretary of State requested this bill. Thanks, Representative Valdez. This House Bill 1961 makes it more affordable for individuals to change their legal name. Changing your legal name can cost as much as $300. Individuals who want to legally change their name only need to file an affidavit to get a waiver for auditor's fees. Thanks, Representative Peterson. This is House Bill 1980. It allows Washingtonians who receive developmental disability services to receive employment opportunities and community services. This is an important bill for the developmental and intellectual disabilities community, and I want to thank them for their hard work and advocacy. It will give everyone the opportunity to live full and meaningful lives so that they can have a job and participate in their community. Thanks, Representative Taylor. This House Bill 1982, it clarifies property tax interest and penalty statutes, which will benefit the administrative process for counties. Thanks, Representative Volz. This is House Bill 2024. It extends the sales tax deferral for the State Route 520 Floating Bridge Replacement and HOV Lane Project. This bill gives the Department of Transportation an additional 19 years to repay the taxes associated with the project, which offers WSDOT more flexibility to support the state's overall transportation strategy. Thanks, Representative Fai and Senator Leas, as part of their fantastic transportation bill that they helped create. House Bill 2050, this bill repeals requirements that a parent or other legally obligated person pay a portion of the cost of their child's support, treatment, and confinement in state and local juvenile rehabilitation facilities. Repealing these payments will support the financial stability of families with justice-involved youth and help reduce barriers to their successful reentry to the community. It will also decrease some of the disproportionate impacts of justice system involvement to families in Washington with low incomes. Thanks, Representative Harris Talley. This House Bill 2057 will strengthen the Washington State Patrol by better reflecting the diversity of our state and its workforce. This bill connects the patrol with the expertise and knowledge of the Office of Equity and includes accountability and performance measures for the patrol. Creating a more inclusive workforce will benefit the patrol's long-term efforts to attract and retain employees, specifically members from historically marginalized communities. Thanks, Representative Faldez. This House Bill 2058, it provides a tax exemption for leased state parks and Recreation Commission facilities that are listed on the National Register of Historic Places or the Washington Heritage Register. This will help attract investments to rehabilitate and maintain historic buildings in our state so that generations of Washingtonians can enjoy them in the future. Thanks, Representative Therenger. House Bill 5002 will eliminate redundant and unnecessary reporting requirements, such as requiring agencies to print a paper report when the report is already online. It also eliminates old duplicative language in state laws. This bill will lower administrative costs for state and local governments and save them time and resources. State Auditor requested this bill. Thanks, Senator Hunt. This Senate Bill 5085, it lowers the annual registration fee that electric motorcycle owners must pay from $150 to $300. This bill will make electric motorcycles more affordable to own, giving Washingtonians more access to environmentally friendly transportation options. Thanks, the sponsor, Senator Rolfes. This Senate Bill 5196, this clarifies the necessary procedures that the legislature must follow when it convenes a special session. Thanks, Senator Billig. The Senate Bill 5508, it ensures that seniors and people living with disabilities who purchased insurance and paid their premiums in good faith can rely on their benefits if their insurer fails or becomes insolvent. This bill stabilizes the funds in the Washington State Life and Disability Guarantee Association by adding health insurance to the types of payers already contributing to the fund. The Insurance Commissioner requested this bill. Thanks, Senator Leas. The Senate Bill 5518, it establishes the Occupational Therapy Compact in Washington. This allows participating therapists to practice in other compact states where the occupational therapist or assistant is not licensed. This allows them to practice in other states. The bill will help Washingtonians access occupational therapists who have moved out of state or who relocate to our state and better support military spouses who want to continue their practice here in Washington. Thanks, Senator Muzzall and Representative Bateman. The Senate Bill 532. It brings transparency and accountability to drug pricing in Washington. This bill helps us better analyze, track, and control future drug prices that significantly impact state and private insurance costs. While we have more work to do on drug pricing, this is a first step to offer our Washingtonians more affordable prescriptions. Thanks, Senator Kaiser. Representative Riccelli. This Senate Bill 5566, this will expand access to safe and stable housing opportunities for young people who have exited our foster care system. When housing is stable, young adults can better focus on their educational, vocational, and personal goals as they transition to independent adulthood. The Department of Commerce requested this bill. Thanks to sponsor, Senator Cooter. This Senate Bill 5589, this will offer the states greater transparency on how the healthcare system spends primary care dollars. Providing primary care has continually shown to improve health outcomes. Yet primary care only accounts for about 5% of all health care spending in Washington. This bill establishes a goal to reach 12% in primary care spending. Thanks, Senator Robinson. Senate Bill 5600 expands apprenticeship programs to non-traditional industry sectors and creates opportunities to enhance existing programs. Washington has an extensive registered apprenticeship program or system that has created many high-skill, high-wage careers that prepare apprentices for high-demand occupations. This bill strengthens our state's workforce and grows our capacity to meet employment needs. Thanks, Senator Kaiser. Very important bill, and I'm glad we're making real progress on our Career Connected Learning Program in Washington State. Senate Bill 5616 is a good government bill that cleans up and provides clarity to existing state accounts. The Office of Financial Management requested this bill. Thanks, Senator Rolfes. Senate Bill 5624 maintains current livestock infections inspection fees for an additional year. Sponsored by Senator Warnick. Senate Bill 5634 raises the fees that electric, fracked gas, telecommunications, and water companies pay to the Utilities and Transportation Commission so that the UTC has the resources to better regulate these companies. Thanks, Senator Carlisle. This Senate Bill 5695, it expands body scanner technology use as an important step toward drug-free prisons. Body scanners allow incarcerated individuals to maintain human dignity by reducing strip searches while also more successfully screening for contraband. This bill recognizes that incarcerated individuals who bring drugs into prison may have undiagnosed and untreated substance use disorders. It also expands opportunities to get assessments and treatment for addiction. Thanks, Senator Dingra. Senate Bill 5714, this offers builders a state and local sales tax deferral if they invest in qualified solar canopies, which consist of large solar panel structures typically built over parking lots or other paved areas. Encouraging this type of investment will help Washington reach its climate goals. Thanks, Senator Carlisle. Senate Bill 5728, this will redirect money to the state receives from drug seizures to the Behavioral Health Loan Repayment Program. The Loan Repayment Program provides loans and scholarships to individuals who are training to become licensed healthcare workers in rural and underserved communities. The state treasurer requested this bill, and Senator Hawley. The Senate Bill 5729, this creates flexibilities for those appealing a public assistance or medical service decision by the Department of Social and Health Services or the Health Care Authority. This bill would allow an exception to the 90-day appeal window if a person has a good cause reason for missing the hearing deadline. Thanks, Senator Wynn. Senate Bill 5745, it increases the monthly income for long-term care clients receiving in-home personal care. This will help 5,700 low-income adults retain more of their monthly income to pay for housing costs, utilities, food, and other needs while still qualifying for in-home personal care services. This bill increases the social safety net for low-income adults and helps them stay in their own homes rather than moving to residential settings. Thanks, Senator Leas, for this thoughtful bill. This Senate Bill 5738 requires that tenants of certain multifamily dwellings, buildings that are scheduled to be converted to condominiums, receive timely information and resources about home ownership opportunities. This includes home loan and down payment assistance programs. Condominium conversions can create economic hardships on tenants, so this bill also tasks the Affordable Housing Advisory Board to report on issues associated with these conversions. Thanks, Senator Gilden. This Senate Bill 5764 will support and grow apprenticeships across the state. The bill simplifies the Washington College grant application and financial award process so that applicants from a community or technical college can more easily get the scholarship funding they need. Supporting apprenticeship programs aligns with my Career Connected Learning Initiative and enables these students to add great value to Washington's workforce. Thanks, Senator Randall. Senate Bill 5790, it expands community support services to students with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The bill requires the state to establish school-to-work programs in all counties to connect these graduating high school students with supported employment programs before they graduate. The bill will create connections among school districts and state agencies to better serve the 900 students who annually transition from the K-12 system to adult employment services. Thanks, Senator Braun. This Senate Bill 5791, this bill increases the Plan 2 retirement plan benefits for law enforcement officers and firefighters. This will help support retirees and local Washington communities. Thanks to sponsor Senator Schessler. This Senate Bill 5796, this offers consumers greater transparency about how the state distributes cannabis revenues. The state will distribute more funding to counties and cities as the revenue grows. Thanks, Senator Saldana. Senate Bill 5799 is a technical fix that ensures healthcare provider clinics don't have to pay an unintended tax called the Advanced Computing Surcharge, which is an essential tax on technology businesses that make $25 billion or more worldwide. Thanks, Senator Robinson. Senate Bill 5814 requires the Department of Labor and Industries to cover the medical exam costs of a suspected victim of child abuse. This bill will make it easier for families to discreetly get the care the child needs and encourage early intervention. This is critical to helping the victims start to heal from the trauma they have experienced. Thanks, Senator Cleveland. This Senate Bill 5849, this extends a lower business tax rate for manufacturers and wholesalers for another 5 years. Giving businesses this extension is in line with my strategy to promote clean energy manufacturing and living wage jobs. Thanks, Senator Warnick. This is Senate Bill 5854. It lets faculty at public universities and community colleges follow in-house rules and procedures for using state resources for acceptable private use if it applies to their job, such as publishing their research. This will encourage more scientific scholarship and thought. It's sponsored by Senator Randall. The Senate Bill 5855, it reinforces current law so that public office candidates know their campaign funds can reimburse their child care expenses under certain circumstances. Thanks, Senator Lovelett. This Senate Bill 5868, it expands the use of the Rural Public Facilities Tax to include affordable workforce housing infrastructure and facilities. This will help preserve Washington's rural communities by making it easier for workers to afford to live in the communities where they work. Thanks, Senator Hawkins. This Senate Bill 5929, this expands the membership of the Poverty Reduction Task Force to include representatives from the Washington's Commission, the LGBTQ Commission, and the Office of Equity. These additions will bring valuable perspectives that enhance the work of the task force. The Department of Social and Health Services requested this bill. Thanks, Senator Claire Wilson. Okay, Angie, thank you for your help, and thank you, our staff, who did a really good job, I think, summarizing these bills, which covered the everything in the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
So we thank them for their summaries. And the legislators, who did a lot of good work this year. Thanks.
Good job, girl.
Thank you.
You did it.